Wonderful. I think we're coming up on a break, though, right, Justin? So, look, we're going to come right back. I want to thank Ali Tarantino and Kevin Davis for being our guests. We'll come back with some more great information and guests right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back with Michelle Ciccarelli-Lirac, Very Good Food Foundation founder, CEO, chief inspiration officer, and all that good stuff. And Tommy's with us in studio, her famous little
brains chihuahua. Of the operation.
The world-traveled Tommy, the chihuahua. We should get a picture of him. We'll put it on the website, Michelle. But in this segment, we're wrapping up with all about reimagining food waste, and we have people from the farming industry and recycling. One guest to my immediate left here is Noel Staley. He's co-owner of Staley Farms Organics and Staley Farms Markets and Staley Ranch. I think they just opened in Kensington. We'll ask him about that. Third generation California farmer, second generation San Diego. And how many people do you know like that? Former president of the San Diego Farm Bureau. Welcome to the show, Noel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. Also, we have with us the founder of Closing the Loop. He's the owner of Recon Recycling, integrated zero-waste recycling solutions for homes and businesses to produce animal feed, energy, and raw materials for manufacturing. And his name is Chris Young. Chris, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Michelle, where would you like to start?
Well, look, you know, we're talking about reducing food waste and then reallocating as it should be, first to humans, and then we talk about feeding animals, and then we talk about, you know, composting, and then there's business use on the bottom. We went a little out of order here. That was to accommodate schedules. But So actually both of our guests this segment are really working on the feed animals and the compost side of things. And so, Noel, tell us about what you do, because you have two businesses that can work together to make this work within your universe. And I think it's very, very interesting.
So we have Staley Farms Organics, part of our Staley Ranch, the original farm. And then we branched out and opened a couple of stores. And we have juice bars in our stores, and the initial waste that came to the ranch from the stores was from those juice bars. It became the ground up products, vegetables and fruits. And we started feeding that to our chickens and our animals. And it's grown from there to everything that can be recycled out of the stores gets recycled. And but that ground up pulp is amazing, and it's kind of fun to watch. I should probably do a YouTube video of those chickens. Like, they part like the Red Sea when we back those trucks in and unload those trash cans.
Have the eggs actually tasted better since you started doing that? Have you noticed any difference in quality or anything else?
Well, the chickens that we raise now is much different than what I grew up in. I grew up in a commercial chicken operation, and that was the best day of my life when I got out of that in sixth grade. I could have carried 50 birds in each hand. But that was back in the sixth grade. Now we have, you know, instead of 180,000 chickens on 10 acres or 5 acres, we have 500 chickens on the whole 300 acres, and we move them around every couple of weeks.
Happy chickens.
They're always pecking at the ground. Yeah, they're very happy. And then we add these barrels of compost waste. They're not compost, actually. It would go to compost. We call them the compost cans at the store, but they don't go to compost. They go right to the chickens. The chickens peck at it, and it's gone within minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and actually, you raise the chickens to sell as food, right?
We raise them for the eggs.
For the
eggs. Yeah.
And you also have other animals. I love that your pigs and sheep are grazing in your groves. Tell us about that.
Right. So I've always had animals on the farm growing up, and I got back into it a little bit over time. And I bought these baby doll sheep. They're real short, and so they don't eat the trees. Or if they do, they don't eat very high up. And they graze under the trees, and we're organic, so we're not spraying weeds. So you're either out there with a tractor mowing or with a weed eater. Well, our weed eaters are four-legged, and you don't have to put gas in the tank. Hmm. And then our pigs are in literally mobile pens. The pens are very heavy. They're built out of old well pipe, and they're welded together, and then they have skis on the bottom side of them. So we literally hook a chain to those pens and pull them forward every 2 days. So that the pigs will root up the ground where they're working. So they do their business, and which helps my business. And then they're very healthy. They get a nice shade because they're under the trees.
So you're not your manure, so to speak.
Yes,
right?
An entrepreneur.
Oh, I like that. An entrepreneur.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Well, look, I mean, on the farm, you know, things that would otherwise often, you know, on a produce farm, things that go to waste would be fallen fruit, bruised fruit. But instead, he's got a little Hoovers down there eating them. Awesome. And the pigs are pretty happy about it. They're eating the natural grasses. So he's got it going on at the farm. And then he also has a retail outlet. So he's making juice, which creates the pulp. And then that goes back in. And look, this pulp, like everybody loves cold pressed juices. But that pulp from that process is a really big chunk of food waste that's being generated at the moment. There are some other businesses using it to create sort of veggie chips up in LA. You know, that's great. Innovation like that, whatever we can do. I like, you know, his is sort of holistic. It's on site. Nothing's going to waste. And the compost, you know, feeds the soil. The soil grows the produce. And, you know, it's a perfect microcosm. And it's actually a reflection of what's, you know, people, if they have a small amount of space, you know, you can have a chicken in San Diego. You can have a small garden. And you can create that same little triangle in your own space, even if it's 20 feet square.
And that's my problem with juice. I think we're better off eating the whole carrot rather than the carrot juice myself and all these other juices. I think you're better off eating the whole vegetable. So, right?
Juice has its place. Look, right. You know, I mean, look, you know, we all need fiber, but juice is still good. And the real point is like, hey, let's figure out a way to use that. And I think what Noel does is brilliant. So.
As a farmer, I look at it as, any way I can get them to eat my vegetables, you know, whether it's at my Staley Farms Market or at my Staley Farms farm stand, you know, yeah. I want it either way.
And we also have with us Chris Young with Closing the Loop, which sounds like an interesting operation. Chris, what can you tell us?
Well, we kind of do exactly what Noel here does, but we do it for a much larger commercial scale. So we're picking up food waste from restaurants, from grocery stores, and universities as well. And what we do is we actually bring that back to our facility. We also do recycling and we do oil pickup for biodiesel, that kind of stuff. So we're completely integrated in that. But what we're doing is we're kind of going one step further. We're not feeding that directly to animals, but we're feeding that to black soldier flies. So
they're small animals.
They're very small animals. So we're growing insects to then feed to animals.
Huh. As a food source, insects for animals.
Yes, and it's amazing because, you know, just real quickly about these black soldier fly, you know, they're 40% protein, and grain is only 18% protein. Huh. What Noel was saying about, you know, being able to feed, you asked him if the chickens taste different. Well, if we feed, and here's the beautiful thing about these black soldier fly, they like protein, so they'll eat meat. So now we can take care of all this meat product that's going to the landfill. Rather than trying to compost it, because it's you know, it's just it becomes a big mess trying to compost it. But if we feed, say, fish, strictly fish to these black soldier fly, and then we feed these black soldier fly to Noel's leg ayers, the birds stick on the omega-3 acids, and then the eggs will take them on as well. So then we can actually create omega-3 fatty acid eggs using these black soldier flies. So
Noel, and eliminating waste.
So, yes. Noel, have you tried some of Chris's product?
Not yet. We were just talking about it.
I see your head shaking over there. Sounds pretty good.
Well, maybe we just create a little synergy here, Michelle. Look at the great stuff you do. So maybe he'll try some of that on his livestock. Who knows? But, well, that's great, Chris. What compelled you to get into this? What's your background? I mean, were you a biologist in school or...?
In college, I studied biochemistry at the University of South Carolina, so I'm a Gamecock.
And a veteran.
And a veteran.
How about that?
I grew up on orchards. My grandparents had an orchard, had a 1,000-acre orchard in Maryland. My great-grandparents had a dairy. And so I just grew up farming. So, you know, back then, you know, that was just not normal practice. You know, our food waste, whatever didn't get eaten for dinner went outside. And got eaten by the chickens or whatever. So we never had this, like, food waste going into the trash kind of situation. And so once I got out of the Navy, I kind of wanted to get back to my roots. And I started actually working with Susie's Farm, but then, you know, just branched out and started my own thing.
You know, I just want to follow up what you said. It, not just you, but across the country, in the United States, we now, consumers, waste 50% more food today than we did in the 70s. And it's interesting. It's not just the changes in the way we live, but we've just become more wasteful. We had to sort of get back to the earth, you know? Sorry.
No, that's great. True. Great insight. So, Chris, where is your facility located and what part of the county?
We're actually in National City right now. Okay. We just purchased, it used to be called Recon Recycling. It's going to be, you know, renamed to Closing the Loop, but it's a 12,000 square foot warehouse. right across from the naval base, so it's perfect.
Outstanding.
And so we just moved in last month, and that's where we're going to be.
Hey, National City, Main Street, I want to tell you, Ryan Brothers is great. And Noel, you guys are what, Escondido or North County somewhere?
We're in Valley Center, and Valley then the Center. Two stores are down here.
One right near USD, it's just the one that I saw.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have to wrap it up, though, right about here. So Noel Staley and Chris Young, thanks for being our guests. Michelle Ciccarelli, Lirac, and Tommy, thanks for being on the show and making it so great. We like to Richard, hope you're having a great vacation or whatever you're doing. Thanks to Justin Hart, our board operator, for making us sound terrific, and to Craig Blanke, our con executive, for being a great, and also to Dave Sniff, our program engineer at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iWeMoney.com, and every link from this show today you can find there. So have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.